Welcome to Movie Chronicles with the Pal Bros. Now, I know there seems to be an endless spiral of bad stories coming from Hollywood, and we may see Hollywood as the dumpster fire that it is, but it is true. We still love movies. That being said, we desire the destruction and death of Hollywood and the end of the reign of the evil and corrupt men and women telling these awful stories. We desire a rebirth of the film industry through the telling of good stories that lead to Christ being glorified and one day reigning over the film industry. If you wish to support us in our mission, head over to patreon.com/thepowellbros or follow the link in the show notes. There you'll gain access to our exclusive show, The Powell Bros Mini Reviews, as well as early access to both Movie Chronicles and Movie Reviews by The Powell Bros. And now, on with the show.
Well, welcome everyone. This is The Powell Bros Movie Reviews, Movie Chronicles. We are here for another week, and we have a lot of things to talk about and what's going on in the world of movies and Hollywood and stories. I even have some video game news to talk about. We had the Oscars this past week, so there's, you know, maybe some things we want to bring up about that. And I'm here. My name is Trent. I am here with my host Tobiah. Tobiah, welcome.
Yep. Yeah, this is gonna be a pretty good week, and Well, maybe a bad week with the news we have. Well,
sure.
The news I have.
Yeah, I don't think I'm bringing like two things exciting to the table
that are both negative.
Right. Nothing to look forward to.
Yeah. I guess three things. But
yeah. Well, sort of. I actually have one thing I kind of look forward to. Do you want me to start off? I can start off.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, as the world now knows, Jake Paul is going to be fighting Mike Tyson. Which is like,
yeah.
I don't know what kind of world we're living in, but it's some kind of Jake Paul is in his like 20s and Mike Tyson is 57, but the dude can still pack a punch. He can fight. I've been watching a lot of his training videos and he's a monster. Oh man. But for some reason they decided to fight and they're going to, I don't even know. Are they going to record it live on Netflix? I didn't even know Netflix did that, or I don't know if, or it's gonna be like a private thing and then they'll release it on Netflix. Who knows? It sounds really dumb, to be honest. Like, I don't, are they actually going to give it their all and fight? If so, I think Jake Paul is going to get knocked out in like the second round. I don't know if this even counts as like movie news and celebrity stuff, but the Lord tells great stories. And I guess that's one story that's being told right now, and I do not like the Paul brothers. They're really arrogant and annoying. I like what they've done in boxing. Sure. Like, they're trying to revitalize the boxing world and stuff. It's like, okay, I can appreciate that. I think Logan Paul is retired from boxing. He's doing WWE now, which is fine. And but Jake Paul, you know, is still into boxing and trying to make a name for himself. Yeah, it's what it is. I mean, like, they weren't boxers before and now they are. Like, they trained and they actually put the hard work into it, and I can appreciate that. But now he wants to fight Mike Tyson, so it'd be interesting. Maybe Jake Paul will lose an ear or something. I don't know if you saw one of the promotional things. Jake Paul was wearing an earring of like fish bait on his ear.
What?
You know, Mike Tyson.
What's that even supposed to mean?
Oh, so Mike Tyson tried to bite someone's ear off in a boxing fight once.
So he wore that's fish funny. Bait, so
it was just dumb.
That's funny. Yeah.
Anyways, that happened.
Oh my gosh.
Not much more to say about that. It's what it is.
Yeah.
It's kind of. It'd be interesting.
What
happens with that? Like, I don't know. Like, it's almost like elder abuse. If you're gonna try and knock out a 57-year-old, but it's Mike Tyson and the dude is, man, he's a beast.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah,
interesting. Yeah, I'll just start getting into all my negative stuff. Let's do it. I don't know if you saw this, but Daredevil Born Again is they have casting calls for 4 transgender characters.
Awesome. Great.
Yeah.
Oh, why? Yeah.
So
4. What? Okay.
I
didn't hear about
that. I have no idea. Probably just one scene would be my guess. But it's probably just going to be some dumb scene that's just in there that just had to be in there because Disney just has to put that crap in there. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they're apparently casting 4 transgenders, which is just...
Sure.
Yeah, no surprise there. Of course, Disney's doing that.
Yep.
Yeah. Ruin the show. Ruin it. Just do it.
Well, yeah, I don't have any hopes. Like I've said this before. Yeah. Like, if you're going to do Daredevil with Charlie Cox again, what you need to do is you need to hire the same team that did the Daredevil show that everyone loves, that was well-received. I don't know really any comic book fans that don't like that show. Like, it is a brilliant show. It is well, incredibly done.
Mm-hmm.
And they did the whole thing with the reshoots. You know, they filmed it and apparently it was garbage. So they did it. They started all over pretty much, and they hired new writers. But I have no hope that they're gonna do something that's still better than or on par, anywhere close to on par with what we got in the show. And then if it's anything like what we've gotten in Daredevil in the MCU with She-Hulk and Echo and. I mean, he was in No Way Home. Charlie Cox was like, okay, it was. I didn't mind that, him in that. Like, I think that was well done, but outside of that, it's like it's just been garbage.
So, yeah, for sure.
I don't. I don't have much hopes. I'll just go back and watch the Daredevil show again.
Yeah, for sure.
And see what they do with Daredevil Born Again.
Yeah.
I really don't know.
Yeah.
Anyways, I don't know if you have anything else to say about that. they have to include their identity politics. They have to check off all their boxes, and that's one thing that was interesting this past week with the Oscars. And we had the Oscars. There were a lot of really cringy moments. I didn't watch them, but I've got the highlights, and I've heard others talk about it, but Oppenheimer was the big winner at the Oscars.
Oh yeah, they took almost everything. Yeah,
they had like what six? I think 6 Oscars.
Like a lot. Yeah,
something like that.
Yeah,
and like
best picture, best actor, right. Best supporting actor, best cinematography.
Mm-hmm.
I think a few others.
It's like kudos to Christopher Nolan for pulling that off and pulling that off without.
Yeah,
meeting all their DEI requirements that Hollywood has, and like, I'm still surprised that they even allowed Oppenheimer.
There's one interest.
Go ahead.
Well, Oppenheimer's Christopher Nolan's first movie with full frontal nudity.
Well, yeah, of course, so. That aspect of it. It's like he had to include that. He had to make it rated R.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, and. Right. But outside of that, it's like, it's a mostly white cast. Actually, I think it's completely white cast, Robert Downey Jr., he won his first Oscar. It's like kudos to him as a best supporting role. That was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Cillian Murphy won something.
Best actor. Was
it best actor? Okay.
Yeah.
And so it's like, yeah, like there are aspects of Oppenheimer that that we don't like, of course. But it is interesting that, this movie doesn't have identity politics. This movie doesn't, meet all their diversity, inclusion, requirements. Mm-hmm. And yet it destroyed at the Oscars and it was the best movie of the year. And it's like, okay, that says something. That and like putting aside the issues that we have with it, it's like, okay, like why can't we make more movies like this? And it shows that like these are the movies that people want to see, people want to watch, and mm-hmm. Anyways, also, you know, Godzilla Minus One, I think that was the highlight for me of the Oscars, is that it won Best Visual Effects on a $15 million budget. Change. And it beat all the other 100 plus million dollar projects that came out this past year. It's like, that's a big deal. And that they were able, Godzilla Minus One was able to do that. And they well deserved, because that movie's incredible and the visual effects are near perfect, and they did an incredible job, and they didn't need to pump in millions and millions of dollars to do that. And it's just like, you know, just awesome. It's just awesome to see them be able to pull that off as low budget Japanese film, for low budget foreign film.
And one funny thing about the Oscars is that Barbie won Best Original Song.
Oh.
And it was the one song sung by guys. In the Barbie movie. Yep. The one that won Best Original Song in the Barbie movie was the one that was sung by guys.
Yep. That's funny.
Another fun ironic is that.
Exactly. Yeah, and of course, Ryan Gosling got up and performed I'm Just Kidding.
Yeah.
It's fun. Yeah. And then another fun thing was the Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito getting on stage.
Oh, yeah.
And,
yeah.
They both played Batman villains, and Batman Returns and Batman and Robin. The Freeze and Penguin, and just their interaction together. And it's funny because they were in a movie together called Twins, and everyone thought like, oh, that's what they're going to reference. But like, no, we're like, you know, everyone knows what we're best known for, or something like that, why we're both up here. And you would think it'd be the movie that they did together, but no, it was the Batman movies. And then, talk about, how Batman screwed them over, and then they say, oh, I think he's right here. There he is. Hey, and they're like heckling him, and it's Michael Keaton. And he's just super serious, and he's just like, yeah, come at me. I thought that was really fun. I love Michael Keaton as Batman, and he loves being Batman, and I hate what happened to him in The Flash. That they bring him back and completely butcher it. I want another Batman film with Michael Keaton, just Michael Keaton Batman. I want it to either be Batman Beyond, or just a older, almost near retirement Batman. Like, I think that'd be really solid. But
yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah, for sure.
Like a Dark Knight,
or very good, like, or Batman. Or like a Batman and Robin. Mm-hmm. Passing the mantle to Robin, or something like that.
Totally.
Yeah.
But it was just cool. They did that at the Oscars. And, it was fun.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I don't know. Anything else related to the Oscars you want to mention?
No, not really. If you look through like the winners, you can kind of see like where they got their identity politics thrown in there. Mm-hmm. With a few winnings, you're like, oh yeah, well, of course that had to get some sort of award,
sure,
or whatever. But yeah, other than that, like, I didn't watch the Oscars, but just videos or whatever.
Yeah,
I have no real respect for the Oscars either. I don't think I don't think it's really a prestigious award or anything.
No,
you'll never see me up there. Not for lack of trying or making movies, but for even if I won an Oscar, I probably wouldn't show up. Yeah. So,
but
I'll just be out there repent.
But it's cool to see point out their inconsistencies and when you especially when you see something like Godzilla Minus One or Oppenheimer, and it's like you guys are all about
for sure
all these things and so it's like. Yeah, anyways, like I could care less that Oppenheimer won the Oscars, but it's just the fact that a movie with an all-white cast that doesn't have identity politics was able to t- take home almost every reward. It's like, yeah, that's a big deal.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So, anyways,
that's wild.
Another thing, movie recently came out on, I think, is it on Netflix? Damsel. I guess I don't even know.
Mm-hmm.
It's a
movie, yeah, it's about Netflix.
Yeah, starring Millie Bobby Brown, 11 from Stranger Things.
Yep, it's a Netflix original.
Yep. And this movie is like Netflix
original.
It's a take on just the typical fairy tale princess, damsel in distress, but it flips it upside down in a way. Like, I mean, I haven't seen it, and I've just heard about it, but, you know, it's
yeah,
basically
we read some overviews of it and right. reviews of it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a, you know, kind of a backwards fairy tale, right? You know, the princess doesn't need a man to come and save her, and there's even an interesting aspect where she's actually like partners with the dragon, and like it I read, you know, a not the bee article, if any of you know what Not the Bee is, it's like Babylon Bee, but actual real things, but basically, you know, saying that, you uh-huh. know, it flips it upside down, and it's about an alliance between Eve and the dragon, and there's no Adam there just to crush the dragon, and it's just, yeah, it just has,
and they go and they go and they join together to overthrow the king that yeah, sent them into
the oppressive king,
the yeah. bad situation that they're in, yeah. Into the patriarchal oppressive king right. that put them in their bad situation where right. they're, you know, they're in a sinful world essentially. Mm. And so they join together to,
yeah, it's about overthrow this, that, you know, the story of women's overthrow liberation from the oppressive reign of men, and in order to yeah. destroy, ally yourself with the devil and in order to destroy God. Like that's the story, and yeah. it's wicked. It's yeah. a twisting upon the true story and the true story of mankind and who the dragon actually is, and
yeah.
and what women yeah. are for, and yeah. what men are for. Anyways,
it was, yeah, if the dragon doesn't kill you and eat you right away, it's going to in the end, so.
Yep. And it's going to deceive you and trick you in order to meet its end and goals.
So the best thing, the moral of the story is, you should be like us, cancel your Netflix subscription, save yourself 75%, and subscribe to our Patreon.
Yes.
That is what you should do.
You should do that.
For a third of the price, you can be on our Patreon. So cancel your Netflix subscription and subscribe there, where you can be consuming good content, God glorifying content, and keep up with and support the work that we're doing.
Yes, please, and thank you. Yeah, anything else?
Not really. What were you gonna say, Marvel?
Yeah, yeah. So apparently Marvel has canceled a lot of their potential sequels.
Yeah, that was my other thing.
There you go.
That was my other thing.
So
of my two things, I knew one of them you were going to have.
Yep. So Eternals 2 is not happening. Sad. Not really.
Yeah.
She-Hulk Season 2, not happening.
Oh, man.
Captain Marvel Season 3 is not happening.
Three,
which is funny because I've not seen Eternals, I've not seen She-Hulk, and I've not seen the Marvels, and I guess I'll have
and
to.
And then Ant-Man 4.
Ant-Man 4, yeah, that's not happening. It's pretty much a bunch of garbage movies
that one got canceled.
Sequels that no one wants have been canceled, and everyone's crying. Yeah. Not really. And well, no, there are people that are actually mad about it, which is so funny. They're like people that are really upset that they're not getting another She-Hulk, not getting another Eternals, and it's like, yeah, These are movies that no one saw, no one cared about. TV shows that no one wanted to, no one watched. And
yeah, the only people that care are the loudmouth, annoying, yeah, woke people that are complaining online.
Pretty much.
The rest of us, people that are silent and not loudmouthed, we are very happy that that is happening.
Right. So yeah, it was just funny that they, I mean, I expected that sort of. I mean, I thought, I'm kind of surprised they didn't do Eternals 2, because I feel like they put a lot into Eternals 1 and tried to make it a big deal. I know it happened during COVID, and so that's one reason they didn't make any money, but it wasn't. Mm-hmm. I mean, it just wasn't good, and there was nowhere to go as far as what they're building in the MCU. It's like, how do you make a second one, you know, more, you know, show that there's,
yeah, for sure,
that they're still not involved there. Yeah, because the big thing was that they sat on the sidelines where a lot of things were happening with Thanos and whatnot, and anyway, so like, are they gonna show that again, like where they're like, oh, they're still their own thing and they're kind of not getting themselves involved with everything, yeah, going on. I don't know.
Yeah, I wonder if we'll ever see them again. I wonder if that's just,
mm-hmm, I don't know.
If it's getting inhuman, if it's getting inhuman, it just never happened. We never made this.
Right. Never made it. Didn't happen. Yeah. Yeah, it'd be interesting. I don't know.
Yeah. So I saw this last week, I went and saw an indie film that was filmed actually just, well, a little bit was filmed in Omaha, and then the rest of it was filmed about 30 minutes south of where I live, uh-huh, and I went and saw it in theaters. But it's like an actual big production.
Nice.
They probably had maybe, if I had to guess, $250,000 to $500,000 budget. Maybe more. It could have been more. I don't know. Because I think they did have a lot of people from Hollywood over filming it. But it was like a legit production is my point. But yeah, it was actually pretty good. I think I'm going to do a mini review on it.
Sweet.
And there was some good aspects of it, some bad aspects of it. But yeah, it was kind of nice to watch an indie film that had a good story, and it was kind of refreshing to watch it, and it wasn't like a low budget or anything, but
yeah,
but it was good. I enjoyed it, and there's a lot of interesting things to review about it, a lot of interesting things to talk about it. And, yeah, so I think I'm going to do a mini review on it probably next week, or unless we have something else on the agenda, but eventually I'll get to reviewing it. And
sweet.
Yeah, it's called, Snack Shack.
Okay.
And yeah, it's a comedy, which is another kind of refreshing thing. You don't see many comedies coming out that have anything of value or worth. Mm-hmm.
True.
So that was nice too. It was a decent indie film, and it was also a decent comedy, which is just two things that just don't happen really
no
anymore. It was nice.
Sweet.
Yeah. I actually auditioned for it when I first moved here.
Okay.
Obviously didn't get the role, but
yeah,
kind of cool.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
Good deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll have to review it next time.
Good. Yeah. For sure.
Or review it on our Patreon.
Yeah, and you can subscribe to our Patreon. Mm-hmm. That's where those are, mini reviews.
Mm-hmm. So I had one more thing. I don't know if you've heard much about the Battlefront 2 re-release. This is a video game. I know we're talking about, you know, Jake Paul and Mike Tyson boxing, and now I'm talking about video games kind of all over the place. But Battlefront, they were re-releasing the original Battlefront 2 on all platforms, on PC, Xbox.
I hate to burst your bubble, but we talked about this last week.
Okay, well, it came out. Okay. We did talk about it last week, but it came out. Okay, and I didn't remember what we talked about last week. I have bad memory.
Yeah.
So, yes, Battlefront 2 came out, and it was a complete dumpster fire, like everything that Disney tries to do. Released it, and for some dumb reason, they only had 3 servers available, and each server had 60, like, so when they announced the game, they said it's going to be online, multiplayer. You're going to have multiplayer of 64 people. So 64 people can play a game at a time and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
They release it and they have 3 servers, meaning that there's only 3 different games that people can join.
So literally only 180 people can play at a time.
180 people were allowed to play at a time. And so people were sitting there having to wait for a slot to open up all around the world, and you have apparently a 10,000. Well,
that's hilarious.
On PC, you had 10,000 players on Steam trying to get in and trying to play all at once and with only 3 servers. So it was a complete mess. For some reason, they had plenty of time to lead up to this. Like, why would you only open up 3 servers? Like, that's ridiculous.
That's so dumb.
Anyways, it was really silly. And I don't know if they fixed it. I'm sure they have, but because I've been wanting to buy it and play it, I don't know if I will. We'll see. So, anyways, there's that. That was pretty dumb.
Wow.
Just
yeah,
another big mess up from
that's ridiculous.
Disney. Yep.
Oh man.
Anyways,
that's too much.
That's too much. So that's pretty much all I really got. I don't know if you have anything else.
Yeah, that's it from me. Not a crazy amount going on, but yeah. Some interesting things, the things that are happening. So
yeah, we'll have a lot of movies coming out this summer that we will be covering and talking about and seeing how things go.
Yeah, there's a few movies that I'm looking forward to next month and stuff. So
yeah. One thing, I guess we talked about this a lot. We did talk about this last week, but we have been talking about it. Dune Part 2 obviously still out. I am in the process of reading the Dune book. I'm like halfway through it. So I'm gonna watch the first movie probably in the next couple of days, and then finish the book. And probably gonna drive 2 hours to go to my closest IMAX to go watch Dune Part 2 in IMAX, because I've been told, like, if you're gonna watch it on the biggest screen. And so I'm happy to review it on our Patreon if you guys would like to support us there and watch that and hear that once I get to it. But I'm excited about it. I've heard a lot of good things. You haven't seen Dune Part 2 yet, have you?
Not yet. I'm going to be seeing it on Monday.
Oh, sweet. There you go. Tobias will probably give his review. So yes, it'll be interesting, because I wanted
to read the book first. That's one that you and I could talk about together.
Yeah. That'll be fun to talk about, especially because you haven't read the book
together yet. So we could talk about it together. Yeah.
So we'll get to that eventually, soon. I know it's been out for a little bit, but
yeah, that'll probably be sooner rather than later.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah.
So, anyways, I think that's pretty much it. So, why you want to close this out?
You want to? Oh yeah.
I opened.
Yeah, we appreciate you guys listening. Yeah, that's true. We appreciate you guys listening. Appreciate your support. We love having you guys listen to these and just kind of keeping an open mind about the things that you're listening to and watching and all that. So, again, thank you for your support, and we look forward to next week. Thank you.
Yes, bye. Thank you. Peace out.